third and four for the Eagles here. Murphy and shotgun. Here's the snap. He rolls left. He throws.
WZBC Sports.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to another WZBC Sports podcast. This is Season 4, Episode 1. I'm Jack Salmon, joined along with two other fellow WZBC Sports board members. We have Matt and we have Ashley. You guys want to say hello?
What's going on, guys?
How's it going?
And we're
going
to be breaking down the upcoming Boston College men's hockey season. We'll talk quickly about how they did last year, touch on what was good, what was bad, and what we can look forward to this year with a lot of new, very talented players coming into the team. So first, I guess we should really talk about how the season ended last year. Not the result we were looking for. Some high expectations coming into the season. I believe we were ranked in the preseason, you know, up as high as maybe 10th. The season really didn't end out that way. We ended 14-22-3. However, we did get good down the stretch, if you guys remember the Bean Pod and the Hockey East playoffs. But however, it was a little too late.
Yeah, Jack, I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, this team, they got hot at the right time. You want to be playing your best hockey in March, and Boston College was. They blew out UMass. They went to Providence, won two games on the road there in the first round of the Hockey East tournament. Big upset there, as we were the last team in the tournament. And then we followed that up with a convincing win over a UMass team that ended up in the Frozen Four, as did that Providence team. And, you know, we came up a goal short against Northeastern in the Hockey East Championship game. And, you know, that was just that's just kind of the way the season went, you know, came up a goal short. Their goalie played outstanding, as he always does on the biggest stage. Primo, thankfully, is gone now. Yeah. So that kind of opens it up for the rest of the teams here in Boston. But like you said, you know, it was just a little bit too little too late.
Yeah, Northeastern was just not our team to play last year. Like you mentioned, we lost in the Bean Pot Finals to them as well as the Hockey East Finals. They lost Primo. Who else did they lose? Do you guys remember?
Pretty much everybody.
Yeah, they lost a lot of their.
They lost one of their like top players, though, who went to the Avalanche. I'm not remembering his name.
Well, I know McCarr from UMass went to the Avalanche, but I know Northeastern had two guys.
Had like a lot of good guys, yeah. So hopefully coming off of that season, maybe this year, we'll take up Northeastern and not continue the trend of last year.
Yeah, you know, I think it was interesting because Coach York last year said that it was a really good group of guys and it was a special team, and he just kept kind of preaching that they hadn't come together yet.
Right? Yeah.
You know, he said we still need more time. And it was unfortunate because we saw how good that team was. You know, Matt, you pointed out, we beat two of the Frozen Four teams in the last month of the season. That's when the games mean the most. You know, we beat UMass to go to the Hockey East Finals. We took 2 out of 3 from Providence to go play UMass in the semifinals. Mm-hmm. Of course, those two teams go to the Frozen Four, and UMass comes within a game of winning it all. So the team really did click. It was just a little too late. So hopefully this team can get it figured out a little bit earlier this year. And make a better run. And it's worth noting the NCAA preseason men's hockey poll has come out, and BC is ranked number 11th on that poll. So there's some belief among hockey coaches around the nation that this BC team is going to be good. And another thing worth pointing out, BC was voted as the preseason number 1 in Hockey East. So there's a lot of expectation with this team, which was there last year. Not as much. I don't believe we were preseason number 1 for Hockey East last year.
No.
I think UMass was number 1.
So this year we come in with even more promise than last year. We saw, you know, last year it didn't really work out.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how this team figures it out and if they can get off to a roll faster than last year.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think a lot of that, you know, that transitions well into these newcomers that you mentioned in the intro, Jack. How quickly these guys, they're obviously very, very talented. We know that. We had some very, very talented freshmen last year who weren't able to click with the rest of the team right away. So it's just going to be a matter of how quickly guys like Alex Newhook and Matthew Boldy are able to kind of gel with this core group that we have returning.
Yeah, so you talked about some of those names, Matt. So BC brings in the most talented freshman class in all of NCAA hockey. We have 3 players coming in who are in the top 16 of this past year's NHL draft. You talked about Alex Newhook. He was the 16th overall pick going to the Colorado Avalanche. He's a center. He's coming in. We have Spencer Knight, a goalie from Connecticut. He was the 13th overall pick to the Florida Panthers, so he will be coming in to fill Joe Wall's spot. And we have Matthew Boldy, the 9th overall pick to the Minnesota Wild, coming in. He's a left winger. So those are the three, you know, very, very elite prospects coming into this team. And it's also worth pointing out, there's still two other freshmen coming in that were drafted this past year. So you have Drew Helleson and Marshall Warren, two defenders drafted in the later rounds of the NHL draft. So a very, very talented draft class. I mean, I remember this time last year, we were talking about Oliver Wallstrom.
Yeah.
We brought in, you know, one guy in
and
the
top.
And
we were so excited
exactly.
about it. And I think bringing in, like, five new guys just ups our chances even more. We put a lot of pressure on Wallstrom last year. Couldn't quite make a dent in our team as we expected, but I think with five guys, we have a higher probability of, you know, really getting to the tournament this year.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think what you saw with Wallstrom is you saw how talented he was at times, but, you know, maybe at times he really wasn't ready for the college game, right? It just took him a little while to get his feet under him and adapt to the college game.
Also adapting to just, like, BC's team in general.
Exactly.
We expect, you know, our offenders to also be on defense at most times. So I think he just would like to be set up. Because we saw him in the juniors do awesome.
Yeah.
So he likes being set up, and we also need people, though, who can, like, make good plays.
Exactly. We use him in more of a playmaker role, whereas he thrives if he has a playmaker like
right.
that with him.
Exactly.
So, that being said, though, it should be interesting. You have a lot of these young guys, and assuming these guys will play together, right, I'm worth pointing out, this team, this Boston College team, is bringing back their top line, right?
Yeah.
Our top line, our big three, is coming back. That's David Cotton, Logan Husko, and Julius Mattia. That was the top line last year,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we saw them in the Beaten Pot in the Hockey East Tournament. They were firing on all cylinders. They have great chemistry. They know where each other are on the ice. They create great scoring chances. And so to be able to run that number one line out there again this year is a huge advantage for this Boston College team and take some of the pressure off these young guys who don't have to be the number one guy, right? These guys can be on the second line, the third line. You know, they don't have to come in and be the playmaker immediately.
Yeah, Jack, you mentioned Cotton, and he's a guy that led Hockey East in scoring last year. He's back. He let his contract expire because he knows he's in for a big payday at the end of this season. So that's a huge bonus for Boston College. And he's a guy that they're talking about for the Hobey Baker Award, which is the highest award in college hockey, and I wouldn't be shocked if he was able to get it. Such a talented guy playing on such a talented line, he's going to have opportunities to put the puck in the back of the net. He's going to have playmakers around him that he's going to be able to rack up assists as well. So look for that name going forward, you know, this season and beyond into the NHL.
Yeah, something else I want to mention is Logan Husko. I remember last year in the Hockey East Finals, he got injured. And I also remember, though, at the press conference that the Northeastern coach said if Husko had stayed in, we had a pretty good fighting chance of possibly winning that. He was a little scared of that line. So hopefully Husko is all healthy and ready to go for this season, stays healthy the whole season, so we can bring back that, like, threatening line and hopefully, again, make it back in the tournament. Because this year, if we don't make it back in the tournament, it'll be the first, like, senior class that didn't go to the tournament.
Yeah.
Under Jerry York.
I mean, yeah, you're right. It would be, what, that would make it 5 years now, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just put this out there now. I would be shocked if this team doesn't make it back to the tournament this
shocked.
Year. I know last year we said similar things, but this team really is too talented to not be in there. And we saw at the end of last year, last year's team was too talented to not make it in. You know, we saw how well they were playing. They were beating top teams in the country.
Yeah.
It was just unfortunate that it took them so long to kind of figure it out and gel together as a team. That being said, this should be one of the better teams in the country.
Yeah.
And they should have a real good shot of not only making it to the tournament, but going to another Frozen Four.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, something you said about Husko was that, you know, thank God the injury did look serious last year. Thank God he's okay and he's back. But injuries have been something that's kind of plagued him. Last year he was out for a while with a concussion before that second injury in the Hockey East Tournament. His freshman year, I believe he was injured as well. But when he's on the ice with that top line, they are incredible. But it's
he's
a matter of staying
sporadic,
on the ice.
Though, on the ice. I can see how he gets injured because of how sporadic he is
right,
on the ice. I think he needs to just control it a little bit. Although he is, like, obviously a really amazing player, I think that him being healthy is more important than him, like, hitting people and just getting injured all the time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. His goal scoring, his ability to create opportunities and put pucks in the back of the net
is more important than him sprinting around the ice.
So, yeah, that'll be something worth noting, and a fact we have here. So Boston College is bringing back 65% of their scoring offense from last year. And if you think about the players that this team lost last year, it's not much on offense. You think about the defenders. You think about the Casey Fitzgerald, Michael Kim, of course. That was our top defensive pairing. You also lost J.D. Dudek, so there was a forward. But really, you know, not much in terms of offensive production was lost from this Boston College team.
Right. right?
Yeah, not much offensive production, but I think you're going to miss having a guy like Casey Fitzgerald and Michael Kim. Both those guys, you know, huge locker room presences. And they were just the kind of guys that you want to build a hockey team around and that you know you can build a hockey team around. They set great examples for the younger players. So it's going to be interesting to see who steps up this year to kind of fill that void. You know, we're looking at the captains here, Cotton and McPhee. I think both those guys have the potential to do that.
Yeah.
But this was, you know, this was Fitz's team for 2 years, and same thing with Michael Kim. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how these guys are able to step up and fill in those leadership roles.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Those are huge shoes to fill. I mean, Casey Fitzgerald was a staple. Him and Michael Kim were a staple on that blue line all 4 years they were here, and you're right, they were captains for 2 seasons. But like you said, you know, this is David Cotton. This is a guy who could have gone pro last year. He decided to come back because he wanted to, one, I mean, you make a good point. He's going to get a bigger contract. He'll be taken higher in the draft. But I think he really does want to turn this program around, right? You said it. I think it was
Ashley.
He's
invested.
He's never been to an NCAA tournament.
No.
And I'm sure that would mean a ton for him, especially knowing how long it's been since they've been there. He wants to help elevate this program back up. Same with McPhee. You know, those are two guys who, you know, are Boston College hockey players, right?
Yeah.
So good guys to have as captains, good leaders, especially for this younger core coming in. And yeah, so I think it should be a very, very interesting season. We can talk kind of about the schedule, look over that and see some of the key games. There are some interesting games, some interesting out-of-conference games, with the season starting up just a week from today. So, I mean, if you look down through it, Boston College always starts with a very, very difficult out-of-conference schedule. It's something Coach York always does. He wants his teams battle-tested from the beginning, which I don't think is a bad thing, but it also means your team can get off to a very slow start, which
is
what we saw last year.
It also, like, I think for the BC community overall, like, watching them, you know, struggle
right.
the first bit of the season, I think, like, BC student body kind of, like, veers away from BC hockey,
yeah.
But then, you know, we usually get good when we get back in it towards mid and end of season.
Yeah, and Jack, you know, you mentioned the schedule. I'm looking at it right now. Between our first game, October 11th, that's against Wisconsin at home, but unfortunately the students won't be here. Then we have a little bit of an easier matchup at Colgate, and then you play Denver twice on the road, then you host Providence, you're at New Hampshire, and then you're at Providence. So that's over the span of less than a month, you're playing 5 top teams in less than a month, top 20 teams.
I mean, that the Wisconsin team next week, that's number 16 in the preseason poll. I know they have a lot of really good young players coming in. Denver, number 2 in the nation. That was a team that was back in the Frozen Four last year. Providence, number 7 in the nation. That was a team that was in the Frozen Four last year. So you're right. A lot of very difficult tasks for this team early, which is something that we've seen out of Coach York. It's what he wants to do. But again, it really sets the bar high right out of the gate.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you feel like that first month really does determine the season, which isn't necessarily true, but like we saw last year, Boston College comes out of the gate, they play top teams, you know, they don't win, they lose games, and then, you know, quickly fans aren't that interested, and they just kind of become a forgotten team. So it would be very, very big for this Boston College team to get out of the gate firing, pick up some of these tough road wins, as a lot of these games are on the road.
Yeah. I also think, though, like this, the beginning of the schedule really tests our new guys, how they like react and like deal with like facing these tough teams over and over again. I think like we saw Wallstrom last year, like couldn't really handle like college hockey, or at least BC college hockey. We'll see how they handle it, like taking a couple hits, taking a couple losses, kind of in a row. Not saying that we are gonna lose, but in, you know, there's some tough teams. They really gotta battle it out and stay strong through it. So we'll see how they develop throughout the season too. You mentioned Wisconsin had a bunch of new kids. Do you think our new kids are up to their standards, or do you think they're worse?
Yeah, no, I think, I mean, I said it earlier, I think this class that Boston College has coming in is the best in the country.
Yeah.
Just having 3 guys taken in the top 16 of the draft is unbelievable.
Right. I'm excited for a goalie. So we lost Wohl last year, which was hard. Because I liked him.
I liked him too, but I felt like he was never consistent.
I thought sometimes he was inconsistent, but he made some great saves.
No, when he was on top of his game,
he was on top, incredible.
He was
on it, yeah.
But you would have a great game followed by a not-so-great game. Or sometimes there would even be periods, you know. He'd come out and have a sluggish first period and then be incredible for the rest of the game.
Yeah. No, and I think a great example of that, Jack, was just our freshman year. We had the opening. Played
the
Battle on Combat, back-to-back nights. We hosted BU the first night, and we got blown out.
And
I think he gave
up
like
six
or seven goals, and he ended up getting pulled. And the next day, he was back in net, and made 40-plus saves.
In a shutout.
At Gannis Arena. Yep. So, you know, I think that that's what we were missing was the consistency. And I think that I think he's going to bring that. You know, I was watching some of his tape earlier today before we recorded this podcast. He is very, very quiet in net, which is something that you like to see from a goalie. You know, he's making these incredibly difficult saves look very, very easy. He's very, very calm. He has quiet feet. He's able to just kind of flash his pads out. You know, he's not diving all over the net. He has great rebound control. So I'm very, very excited to watch him play.
Yeah, I mean, this is the highest drafted American goalie since Jonathan Quick. And Quick's a guy that's won 2 Stanley Cups. He's been a perennial all-star out there with the LA Kings. So, I mean, that should just tell you how good people think Spencer Knight is going to be. So just that should get you excited, having that in net for Boston College. He went 32-4 last year in net for the U.S. Under-18 national team. He had a 2.36 goals against average and a .913 save percentage in nearly 2,000 minutes. So...
Yeah, and
very
that,
impressive
yeah.
numbers.
And that included games against college teams that he'll be facing this year. So again, in those highlight films that I was watching, you know, he's shutting out Notre Dame. He had a great game at Notre Dame.
He was 17 years old.
Notre Dame being one of our big rivals, which would be huge for us if we could beat Notre Dame this year.
Yeah, that is true. So that's one of the games that is on the schedule. That's worth mentioning, Ashley. We talked a lot about the preseason schedule, but BC has a big home-and-home with Notre Dame in early December, which is kind of weird. That's normally conference play.
Yep.
But BC plays home against Notre Dame on Friday and then in Notre Dame on Sunday. And that's the Notre Dame team. Again, they're ranked number 9th in the nation right now. So another tough test, another tough home-and-home. I think that's the... Aside from those early games in the beginning of the season, I don't think BC plays anyone else out of conference.
Well, that's a weird little stretch right there because it's 4 games. You have Yale, Harvard, and then Notre Dame twice from November 26th to December 8th.
Right, that's during Thanksgiving.
Gotcha. So during Thanksgiving break, a couple non-conference, but...
And those are other good teams. You know, Yale, Harvard from the ECAC, too. I think Harvard's ranked preseason, and I'm not sure about Yale, but 2 teams that are normally very good.
You also got Battle of Comav January 18th, so not till second semester. Against BU. Last year, I believe, it ended in a tie.
Yeah, the home game was a tie.
Yeah, the home game ended in a tie.
Which was unfortunate.
Yeah, because, you know, you hate to see it.
Right, but Boston University is looking like they're going to have a bit of a down year, which we love to celebrate
up
here
at
BC. But yeah, it doesn't look like they really have the playmakers that they normally would have for a BU team. So hopefully BC can take advantage of that. And when you look around the Hockey East, I think a lot of these teams are down. We've talked about the guys that Northeastern lost. You look at UMass, who won it last year. Cale Makar was the Hobie Baker. He's gone. Another one of their talented defensemen, Delzato's gone. So a lot of the top teams in the Hockey East lost a lot of good players to the NHL last year, which kind of opens it up, which is partly why BC is picked number 1. You know, some of these teams, you know, taking a step back.
Have to rebuild.
Right, exactly. Yeah. While we're bringing in so much talent.
I also think we lost good players, but I think that we gained so many good draft picks that it just makes up for the fact that we lost players where other teams have not. So they're kind of rebuilding while we're kind of together more.
Yeah, definitely.
And our first line's still intact.
Exactly.
So
that's
the big one, that our first line is still intact. So pretty solid for the season.
Yeah, and a battle-tested first line. They've been through the ringer. They understand what conference play is like. They've played at TD Garden, they know what it's like to play in a bean pot. They know what it's like to play in a Hockey East championship game. So again, just scrolling down a little bit further down the schedule, we have first round of the bean pot is against BU, so that'll be very, very fun. Get that rivalry right off the bat to go to a championship game, so I'm sure that TD Garden will be rocking for that. And like we mentioned, BU having a down year. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Boston College back in the bean pot finals again this year.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. That's definitely the easiest game in the beanpot. You know, Harvard is going to be good this year. And Northeastern, we talked about, they lost some players. They still have a good core.
Right.
So that BU team is probably who you'd want to pick most. Plus, it's the rivalry. There's always more excitement when BC plays BU.
Yeah.
So should be a great first game in the beanpot and hopefully sets us up to win the beanpot, which is something we haven't done in a while now.
Yeah, we haven't done it. Like you mentioned, you know, this is a core group of seniors that would be the first senior class to not go to the NCAA tournament. I believe they were
win a bean pot.
Or win a bean pot, yeah.
So,
it was rough watching Northeastern win that last year.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was rough.
We were there. It was difficult. 2 years in a row. So, Yeah, definitely a lot on the line for the senior class looking to kind of elevate this team back to where Boston College Hockey belongs, right? This is a team that normally is one of the powerhouses in college hockey.
I also think BC Hockey has this rep and, like, standard that they hold themselves up to, and I think that this team could potentially get them back to the standard that, like, is kind of associated with BC.
No, I agree with that absolutely, 100%. This is a team that has the potential to be very, very good and kind of elevate BC Hockey back up to where it's, you know, a talking point within college hockey.
Right? Yeah.
We really haven't been that the last couple of years.
No, absolutely, Jack. I mean, I think this is a team with Frozen Four aspirations and beyond, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them get there.
Mm-hmm.
No, me neither. I think when you look at the talent that they brought in, you know, you talk about the highest drafted U.S. goalie since Jonathan Quick, and you talk about Alex Newhook. This is a guy who had 102 points last year up in British Columbia, in the British Columbian Hockey League. He was the MVP. You look at Matt Boldy, another guy who, you know, what did he have? 81 points on the U.S. under-18 team. So, you know, these are guys, and they're not only doing it on their teams, these are all guys that have played World Nationals and have all done well on that large scale with all that pressure that comes along with that. That's sold out NHL rinks, you know, that's playing for your country. So these are all guys who have big game experience, they've shown they have the talent, and they've shown they are fine under the bright lights. So there's a lot to be excited for if you're Boston College.
Yeah, I'm pumped for this season. I don't know. I think I'm, like, so ready to just get into it and see what this team has to bring on the ice.
Exactly. I mean, this is probably the most excited I've been about a Boston College team in my time here on campus. And this team, you know, they have high expectations, but I think that they can live up to them.
No, absolutely. I mean, we can talk. Let's just give some season predictions. Why not? We'll go around the room. I'll just start since I came up with it so you guys can think about it for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think this team's going to be really good. I think they're going to win north of 20 games again. Or not again, but for the first time in a couple of years. I think they'll win Hockey East, and I think they'll go to the Frozen Four. I really do. I'm not sure. The only thing that could be tough is winning a national championship. When you look at college hockey teams, it generally comes from teams that have a lot of upperclassmen, right? You need that leadership. You need the older guys. So, you know, that might be tough for this team, but I think they're 100% talented enough to get to the Frozen Four in lovely Detroit, Michigan, to kind of put BC back on the national scale.
Yeah, I agree, Jack. You know, I just went through the schedule, and I could see Boston College winning between, you know, 27 and 29 regular season games this year. I wouldn't be surprised at all. And that's not counting, you know, what they do in the Hockey East tournament. So I have very high expectations for this team. I think this is a team that should put itself in a position to get an at-large bid no matter what happens in the Hockey East tournament and really be in contention for a number one seed in the NCAA tournament this year.
I also agree. Just looking at, taking account of all the other teams as well, I think we're going to go 20-plus on wins this year in the regular season. I think they could go to the Frozen Four. This is me being a little less optimistic just because of past years.
Yeah.
Being very optimistic, I think they could go to the regionals and then maybe not the Frozen Four just yet. I think maybe next year if we keep the same kids. But I just don't want to be too optimistic and say they're going to Frozen Four.
No, it's a good point because we've said it before. None of these guys have been in the NCAA tournament. There's no experience there. So when you get to that game, it's completely different. Your season comes down to one game. Anything can happen. But I'm just banking on the fact that Coach York at the helm, someone who's been there plenty of times before, could hopefully right the ship.
Right.
But I think
Coach York is one of the most respectable coaches.
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
In college hockey.
I have so much trust in him.
Absolutely. I think he'll
trust him with my life.
I think he'll do a great job, you know, getting this team ready and developing these players and, you know, bringing a very talented product back to Conte Forum. With that being said, I think that just about wraps it up, unless you guys have any other thoughts you want to bring up. Should be a very, very exciting year on the ice in Conte Forum. Look for this BC hockey team to make a lot of noise in Hockey East this year and hopefully beyond. So thank you for tuning in. Make sure to check out our website, WZBC Sports. We have some great writing up there. We have more podcasts and listen in to some of our live broadcasts. So thank you for tuning in and make sure to check us out.
Santini, make a nice little pass over to Sanford. Sanford gives it to Tuck. Tuck with a shot. Oh! Tuck scores. Eagles win. The Eagles have won the 2016 Bean Pot Championship.
Catch all the excitement of Boston College Athletics right here on WZBC Newton 90.3 FM. As BC's only student radio broadcasting organization, WZBC Sports brings a different viewpoint of college athletics to the table. Our student commentators know the campus, student-athlete culture, and latest beat on the teams like no other media outlet, thanks to our dedicated coverage of Boston College sports. Check out our broadcast or weekly talk show schedules at www.wzbcsports.com and get a refreshing take on sporting events at the Heights and beyond.